Chris actually had a coffee shop down in Worthing. Two coffee shops, sorry. So for those of you who perhaps read publications like Soft Secrets and Weed World, you may well have seen pictures of Chris before.
Hello, everybody. Hi. Right. Just before I actually go on to my speech, I just want to start by apologising. I've been in my lack of activity lately. A while ago, I took over the merchandising section of the LCA. My game plan was to start with cheap items, badges, key rings, etc., and work up to a few classier bits as the cheaper bits as things sold. I also thought it would be a good idea to concentrate on things with the LCA logo and other related slogans on. To say the response was awful wouldn't describe it, really. It was, in short, the response was zero. Badges and key rings were only 50p each, but despite that, they still haven't sold. Just wonder how many of you actually got an LCA key ring on your keys. If you have, thanks. If you haven't, no comment. I know I shouldn't, but I've found the whole experience disheartening and discouraging, which has left me thinking a little bit, what's the point lately? But I mean, I'm not giving up. You know, you have these moments, don't you? Right, this is what I'm going to talk about now. Cannabis, coffee shops, the law and politics, what's going on? Cannabis. In recent times, supplies have been sketchy, to say the least. If you can find it, it's going to be expensive, and the risk of buying crap seems to be getting greater every day. What can we do? Stop buying the crap. Be fussy. Don't let these unscrupulous people get away with it. I hear people say it's better than nothing. But in truth, it isn't, because at least nothing won't poison you. Coffee shops. I've been into Holland lately, recently, and I've talked to a few people in the coffee shop trade, asking one main question: do they feel that the coffee shop culture is under, you know, the coffee shop culture is under threat? They answer yes, they do feel threatened, and here's why. The Christian Democrats are in power in Holland, and they don't like coffee shops. But thankfully, proportional representation has always meant that they've never had sort of overall control to get their policies through. The problem is now is that the political situation in Holland has changed because the Christian Democrats have formed a coalition with one of the opposition parties, I think it's the Labour Party. This means that they now have overall control and can steamroll the policies through with little or no opposition. So do the coffee shops feel threatened? Yes, they do. If you've ever been to Holland, if you've never been to Holland and sampled coffee shop culture, then soon might be a good time to do it, because if the Christian Democrats have their way, coffee shop culture will soon be a thing of the past. Also, I was really surprised to find that Dutch law is getting quite draconian over cannabis now. It's getting heavy on cannabis. A few days ago, I was in Holland, literally just a couple of days ago, talking to some people in the cannabis trade, and apparently anyone now living in rented accommodation in Holland, if you're caught growing grass, you're out, you're thrown out, you're evicted. You got kids, don't matter, you're out, right? Anyone living in rented accommodation. And here's another one, this will really slay you. Also, if you've taken a mortgage on in Holland, this is in Holland, bear in mind, if you've taken on a mortgage since 2004, it's now Dutch law that you've signed a thing that says that you agree that if you're caught growing weed at home, your house is confiscated, put up for auction, the proceeds go to the government, and you still owe the money for the house. This is Holland. This is Holland. This is happening. Draconian laws against cannabis, right? And so this has actually resulted in lots of people giving up growing. And you may be surprised to hear this, but there is a serious shortage of weed in Holland. And I mean there is a serious shortage of weed in Holland now. The main problem is most of the best growers have been too frightened into stopping. So prices have shot up, quality's going down. This also may explain the shortage in Britain too, as lots of weed used to come in from Holland, which we don't tend to see much of these days. It's my guess that if the Christian Democrats don't do it, then the public smoking ban, which is sweeping across Europe, will eventually possibly see off coffee shop culture in Holland. As for coffee shop culture in this country, well, I think that the smoking ban is probably going to put paid to it, and I hope there may be a way around it, but I don't think so. Eat it. I mean, there's a vaporizer called the Vapor Star, and the gentleman who's created that, Dave, is actually gone to the European courts to try and get it categorised as non-smoking. And if he can do that, then we can have vaporised coffee shops even, you know, hash cakes, fine. The law and politics in this country. So how about the law and cannabis in Britain? We hear about a crackdown on cannabis factories, right? Hang on, my pages are stuck together. We hear about a crackdown on cannabis factories and the law getting tougher on cannabis again. We see reefer madness sweeping Britain. Apparently it's sweeping Holland as well. And here we must look at, and finally, the title of my speech, Lies, Damn Lies and Statistics. Every year, they tell us that the customs and excise have busted more drugs than last year, which they brag about as a success story. This is bollocks. Biz Ivel's favourite expression. This is bollocks. All it means is that more drugs were smuggled into the country than the year before. They get a tiny percentage of what comes in, and that percentage doesn't vary particularly. So basically, if they're getting more drugs, it means that more are coming in. I believe it's the same situation with grow rooms. For everyone that gets busted, there must be hundreds that don't. So I believe the amounts being busted just demonstrates there are more grow rooms than ever in Britain. The quality of what they're producing is another matter, of course, but you know, this is speculation a little bit. But at street level, I actually see no evidence. They're telling us, you see on the telly and you're reading the papers, that you know, there's this big crackdown coming on cannabis. And there is a little bit of a reefer madness thing going on, but at street level, I see no evidence that the law is actually getting particularly heavier on cannabis in general. I could tell you lots of stories where the cops have just ignored cannabis while attending various situations and incidents. In my opinion, the recent Reefer Madness campaign has been a circus driven by the media. Many people believe what they read in the paper or see on TV without question, so we're always up against heavy odds. Many of us are reluctant to believe what we are told about 9/11, 7/7 and other things. So why should we be ready to believe their statistics about cannabis busts, etc.? Let's face it, the government wouldn't recognise the truth about cannabis and society if it jumped up and bit them. Hey, here's a thought. What was I thinking when I wrote this? Hey, here's a thought. Why don't we get Winston to jump up and bite them? So, I'm nearly there. Hang on a second. We hear that cannabis is many times stronger these days. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. We hear about mental hospitals overflowing with cannabis victims. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. In short, what we hear isn't worth listening to because it's all lies, damn lies, and statistics. And quite frankly, they don't know what they're talking about. They never will know what they're talking about until they start talking to people like us. One day, perhaps, hopefully, they will talk to people like us. I didn't write any of this down, I'm just winging it now. And everyone, thank you for listening. Bye.